Log Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Sports Urban Legend TV. I'm your hello with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How are you doing? Looks like we're having a little technical difficulties here. Let's see. On today's show, we're gonna talk about the Avengers spoilers. We're gonna talk about the Mets, the Yankees, the NBA playoffs, and much more. So feel free to call in. That's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We look forward to hearing from you. As we hold on, there's some. Mac, are you on? Let's see what's going on here. This is what is going on here? This is, we're having some technical difficulties here. Mac, are you here? I'm guessing he's not.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, hey, what's up,
hello?
Man? It was acting up. The thing was
okay.
Acting up.
I kept on talking, like, you couldn't hear me.
No, I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
How's it going?
But yeah. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little technical difficulties. We're going to talk about the Avengers Endgame spoilers. Talk a little WWE. Talk about the state of the Mets and the Yankees, and much more. But before we get right into the baseball, I think it's very appropriate since it's, May the 4th, a major Star Wars holiday. We'd be remiss if we didn't, offer our condolences to the passing of Peter Mayhew. He's known, as, the incomparable Wookiee Chewbacca from the original Star Wars trilogy and, of course, Force Awakens. Before he passed the torch to Johannes Sutamo in the last two sequel movies and the solo film. Obviously, he's a Star Wars original from 77, and my thoughts and prayers goes out to him and his family. May he rest in peace. What's your thoughts on the whole situation?
Yeah, I mean, rest in peace. I mean, he was the guy that played Chewie during those original Star Wars trilogy films, and now he's gone. I mean, just a sad day for, Star Wars universe and Star Wars fans. But yeah, my condolences go out to, him and his family and, Star Wars universe. It's definitely a sad. It's been a sad week for many fans, but you look back on his career and his life and his portrayal as Chewbacca in Star Wars and just, remember the great job that he did as that character.
Absolutely. George Lucas, to paraphrase what George Lucas said, he was the closest thing to a human being to a Wookiee. He's warm-hearted, and he really provided heart to that character. you know, he humanized, you know, an alien character. You know, he,
yeah,
Chewbacca is the original, you know, alien in the Star Wars universe that people, you know, were drawn to ever since he made his debut in Star Wars A New Hope in the Mos Eisley Cantina, you know, sitting with I think it was with Obi-Wan and of course Han Solo, you know, before they met with Luke. And you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Peter Mayhew. You know, all the accounts from him was that he was a very nice guy. You know, people got along with him. Nobody has had any bad thing to say about him, whether it was Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams, Harrison Ford, of course, George Lucas. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know. So, you know, that's a very sad day. He was, 74. So, again, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
So he'll be missed, surely. And his character
he'll definitely be missed.
Yeah.
And, you know, he passed the torch to, Johannes Sutamo, who's been, doing the role, you know, of Chewbacca, being mentored by, you know, by Mayhew, you know, for the past couple of years. But, Peter's contributions to the Star Wars universe and his interactions with the fans for over 40 years will never be forgotten. So, again, our thoughts and prayers.
I never knew this, but, you know, if you look closely at Kevin Durant kind of looks like Chewbacca. Just as tall.
Well, I guess we'll talk about the NBA right now, since you mentioned Durant. Right now they're in overtime, and of course, you know, the Warriors are leading the season, or rather this series 2-0. And the Warriors are trying to hold on to this 1-point lead so they could try to come back in this series and try to make it a series, because right now they're down 2-0. And
yeah,
all eyes are on Durant, you know, whether or not if he's gonna sign as a free agent or if he's gonna stay with Warriors, which mostly everybody's saying he's not gonna stay with the Warriors. You know, there's some rumors are saying that he might prefer the Nets. Him and Irving might prefer the Nets over the Knicks. But you know, like we've been saying for the past, I don't know, 5 years or so. I mean, I've lost count. We'll see what happens. July 1st.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see
Knicks,
it.
Yeah,
I'll see
Knicks
when
have
I
the
it.
Knicks have the cap space, but Durant a few years ago said that he would never come to the Knicks. So unless if he's intrigued by the progress of the young guys they got in Mitchell Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo recently raved about his ability, and Mutombo said that, you know, he hopes that he does better than he did. And Mutombo, you know, of course, a Hall of Famer. I think he finished second all time in blocks. So I mean, a lot of people, whether it's Hakeem Olajuwon or Ewing, you know, there's so many guys. Camby, so many guys are raving about this young phenom.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. And of course, you know, we got Knox, Dennis Smith Jr., who they acquired in the Porzingis trade in the trading deadline. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's Tuesday, May 14th is the draft lottery. So we'll find out if Knicks can get the number one pick in this year's draft.
Yep. Absolutely. This one, it all counts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because them getting Zion Williamson, that's one two of that's the one half of the equation that they need to turn this franchise around. They need Zion Williamson, and of course, they need to convince Durant to come. Because if Durant doesn't come, Irving isn't gonna come, and nobody else is gonna come to turn this team around.
Yep.
And that's just the harsh reality of it.
Yeah, getting Zion would be great for this organization, but they still need pieces to build around him, so we shall see.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. Right now, the Warriors are leading 124 to 118 as we speak. The game is almost over. They're in overtime right now as we speak. So, the Rockets look like they're going to win a game in this series. In other NBA, playoffs, the Portland won, and they won by the final score of 140 to 137 yesterday.
Oh, that was a great game.
Yeah, Damian Lillard, he's been a beast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs. So yeah, man. This guy, he's doing his thing. Yeah, 28 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. This dude
he's been a one man Avenger.
Yeah, he has been for sure. And not to mention that clutch shot he shot in the last postseason,
mm-hmm.
that three. This guy, he's always been a clutch player, but now, he's really getting a chance to showcase himself.
Yeah, having a great playoff run right now.
And Cantor, Cantor had 18 points and 15 rebounds. But hey, you gotta give props to CJ McCollum. He had 41 points and eight rebounds. So
he's been shooting lights out.
It's a collective effort. It's a collective effort right now. And they should take this series as well. It looks like it's gonna be a Warriors Trailblazers final. Western Conference final. And that's gonna be awesome series right there.
Could be, but we'll see. The Nuggets, I think the Nuggets are a good team,
But yeah,
very good. So I don't think that series is over yet.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then on the Eastern Conference side, you got Milwaukee leading, the Celtics in this series. They won 123. To 116 in Boston, and the Greek Freak, he's a beast as usual. He almost had a triple double, 32 points, eight assists, 13 rebounds. I mean, what more can you say about this guy?
Yeah, these last couple games he's been playing real well, and the Bucks have been playing very good, and they're playing good defense as well. So. They've been my pick this postseason to go to the finals. So right now it's looking like that.
And then in that game, of course in a losing effort, Tatum had 20 points, 11 rebounds. And, of course, Kyrie Irving, the second person of, the potential dynamic duo that could turn the Knicks franchise around. He had 29 points, in a losing effort. But the Celtics, they have the most title in NBA history. We all know how resilient that team is, especially at home. So, this series isn't over yet, not by a long shot.
Yeah, and, you know, it could still go 6 or 7 games, so it's still going to be close.
Mhm. And then you got the and then of course you got the Phillies, you know, the 76ers. Philadelphia 76ers, they're up 2-1 in the series against the Raptors. They're hosting it in Philly tomorrow. And yeah, I think they're going to take the series. I mean, you know, the Raptors is a good team. You know, obviously with Kawhi Leonard, but I think 76ers are gonna they're gonna take it.
The Sixers are more balanced, you know. They got more guys on that team that could score, and you know, you got Embiid blocking shots, rebounding, Butler hitting clutch shots, Simmons, you know, doing the ball handling. So they got a lot of weapons on that team. You know, they should be the favorites to meet the Bucks in the next round right now. So, but right now they're looking good.
Yeah, I think for sure 76ers are going to go. I'm on the fence between the Bucks and Celtics. Historically, you know, it's on the Celtics side, but the Freak, man, he's just you just can't stop that guy, man.
Yeah, he's literally a freak.
He is, well, man.
Dude's a beast.
For real. You just can't stop that dude. So, yeah, it looks like Bucks have all the momentum, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 76ers Celtics series. I think that's what I thought would how the Eastern Conference Finals would have been in the first place anyway, before the season even started. So, I mean, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics can overcome this 2-1 deficit and win this series.
Possible.
Especially being at home too. But yeah, they gotta win on Monday night and you know, take this you know, series. To even the series, and then if they even the series, you know, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be in Celtics' favor.
Well, you still got
we'll see what happens.
Kyrie, who's clutch. So he hasn't been playing well this series. So he's bound to have one of those great games here very soon.
Yep, no doubt about that. And, shifting gears to baseball. You know, the Phillies have been doing well lately. But unfortunately for them, Bryce Harper, he's been horrible. He's been striking out, being booed left and right ever since literally day one of the season. And even his manager, Gabe Kapler, isn't even defending him. Not even Bryce Harper is defending himself. Not even Bryce Harper himself is defending himself, you know, the way how he's playing, you know. And, I mean, it's true. If he wants to turn the team, the Philly fans on him, he has to stop striking out and he has to be a winning player. They gave him a 13-year, $330 million contract, which was the highest. It's still the highest free agent signing. Because Trout signed a 14-year, $425 million contract, I think. So Bryce Harper's contract is still the biggest free agent contract. Mike Trout has the biggest contract overall, you know, with the extension he got in the offseason. But, Bryce Harper, he needs to turn it around, stop striking out so much. But the Phillies are in the lead. They're leading the division, so all is well in Philly, other than Bryce Harper's, performance himself.
Well, Harper's going to definitely need to step up because he can't be playing like this all season, or else he's going to – they don't want him traded, you know?
Oh, yeah.
These Philly fans, they don't play around, man. They had a damn prison
in there.
They
don't play.
That town had a prison in their football stadium, so
Yeah, you know, they did.
Crazy down there.
And the football and the baseball stadium, the Phillies played there too, Veterans Stadium.
Yeah, you know, so.
So yeah, they don't play. The only person they like in Philadelphia is Rocky Balboa. That's it. they don't like Santa Claus. They booed Mike Schmidt. They don't play, man. You better bring it. You better bring your A game when you go to Philadelphia, because those guys do not play. And that's no lie right there. But we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it, especially me being a Mets fan. I'm definitely gonna keep an eye out what's going on in Philly. You know, and speaking of the Mets, the name of this episode was, "Did Thanos make the Mets offense disappear?" In you know, Avengers Endgame review. So yeah, as you could clearly see, if you're watching the game right now, Thanos is literally at work here as I'm speaking. Either I'm a prophet or the Mets offense is really got zapped by Thanos again. Because if you're watching the game right now as we're speaking right now in New York, the Mets and the Brewers are tied 2-2 in the 14th inning. How did they get to the 14th inning, you say? Oh, they struck out the guy. And they are going to the 15th inning as we speak. Gesellman struck out. He struck out Gamel and Pena to force the 15th inning as we speak. So how did we get to the 15th inning? Well, the Mets, if I'm remembering right, they took a 1-0 lead. I'm trying to remember who did it. Rosario knocked in an RBI. RBI triple to score Ramos after he singled. I think it was in the first. And you know, a ball had to be hit really good for Ramos to score from first. And then, so we were trailing most of the game. They took the 2-1 lead for most of the game, even though Wheeler pitched well. I think he struck out 10 guys this game, you know, after allowing 2 runs. I think he went 7 innings. But how did Mets tie this game up? The reigning NL Rookie of the Month, Pedro Alonso, hit his 10th home run of the season to tie the game up in the 9th. And, you know, if you've been paying attention to this guy, most of his home runs have came seven innings or later. So this guy has clearly been clutch. You know, he's been sitting on his 9th home run for a while now, but he broke out of it with the home run to tie the game up. He had a chance in the extra innings to take the lead. I think it was either in the 12th or the 13th. I can't remember. But, you know, he didn't come through there. And as we speak, the Mets can't score any runs whatsoever. And, you know, they're gonna need to score some runs. And if they do, Diaz, you know, the closer, already pitched. So I don't know who they're gonna have to close the game out. I don't know if they're gonna stick with Gesellman and let him go for the win. If they could score a run, at least a run here in the 15th. But man, the Mets, man, they've been struggling. They split the series with the Reds a few days ago. The starting pitching is finally starting to pitch well. As advertised, you know, all the guys pitch well. But they got to get this win and hope Vargas can have a fourth respectable start in a row, I guess you could say. But they got to try to get this W here. But we'll see what happens with the Mets. Shifting gears with the Yankees. Yankees have been playing well. You know, Gary Sanchez hit 2 home runs on Friday night. But you know, unfortunately for the Yankees, they did lose to the Twins. But I don't know, the Yankees have been playing well lately. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the Yankees, despite all these injuries, having the most injuries in the majors this season, they've been staying afloat. You know, their record right now is 18-13. They did lose today to the Twins, finally, because they always dominate the Twins. They lost. They didn't hit. You know, the Twins pitcher, I forget his name, something Odorizzi, Jake Odorizzi. He pitched real well, struck out eight, didn't allow any runs, and we had Jay Happ going to the mound for us today, and he didn't pitch very well, gave up four earned runs, but one of those runs is because of Andujar, who we recently activated off the injured list. He's back, but he made a costly error, which allowed the Twins to score a couple more runs there, so we ended up losing the game. But good news is we're starting to get some of these guys back. Andujar is back now. We got LeMahieu, my cousin, he's back now.
Yep.
And Monday we get back Clint Frazier, and hopefully Judge and Stanton are several weeks away. So slowly but surely this team is starting to get some of their guys back from the injured list.
What's your thought about Paxton's injury? You know, he got injured. He only pitched three innings yesterday, but he left the game because I think
knee
soreness.
Yeah. It sounds like it might not be that serious, but, you know, he may probably miss a start maybe. So hopefully he gets that healed, and hopefully it's not too serious. But, we just need to, you know, try to prevent some of these injuries and just have all these guys 100%, you know, because we can't afford any more injuries. I mean, we've had a lot of them early in the season so far, so hopefully the rest of these guys can stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I know the feeling because, you know, Mets have – every year they always have so many injuries. I mean, this year is no different, but not at the length of they've had in the recent years. I mean, they're still waiting for Lowry to come back. Todd Frazier just came back last week. Avalon, their lefty, one of their lefty guys in the pen, he's on the DL because I think Mickey Callaway is just overworking that bullpen. He's just using these guys until their arms fall off. Familia is on the DL too. Oh, I mean IL. I just keep saying DL because, you know, that's what they've been calling it for the past I don't know how many decades. But yeah. There's so many injuries for both teams. But you know, both teams gotta hang in there.
Yeah.
And speaking of hanging in there, let's dive into the Avengers spoilers. Well, folks, they're spoilers. You could come back in like check out this episode after you watch the Avengers. So if you're listening to this episode right now, don't stop listening to it. Listen to this episode again, and then after this, I'll briefly recap the WWE, what's going on with WWE. So if you haven't watched Avengers Endgame, do not listen to the rest of this episode until you watch it. So, okay.
Spoilers.
Major spoilers. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay. So you've been warned. Spoilers away. Here's what I thought about Avengers. I thought it was a really good movie. You know, I definitely think they succeed on expectations. However, I think it could have been a lot better. I thought it was a really good movie, but I think they did some stuff, you know, some controversial stuff to, you know, so people could, you know, talk about it. Most notably, the whole Black Widow scene with her battling, you know, I'm trying to remember, Hawkeye, who turned his name to Ronin after, you know, he went heel. Her basically, you know, sacrificing herself was a shocking scene. And you could clearly see in the movie that they were basically, they knew the fans cared more about her than Hawkeye. Because even Hawkeye himself was saying, like, it should have been me, you know? You know? Because Black Widow was such a popular character. I mean, she's still slated to have her own movie, so I don't know how they're going to do this. Because once you sacrifice somebody to the Soul Stone, that's it. Because obviously in the Endgame, they did the same thing with Gamora, but, you know, due to the time traveling, they got, you know, another, well, I guess you could say it's another Gamora, since it was her in the past, you know, before she met with, Quill, the Star-Lord from the galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy. So that was their little loophole. I don't know if they're going to do that as well. But another thing, you know, a bittersweet moment was, of course, you know, the most important part of the scene, you know, the whole thing. And, of course, that was, you know, Iron Man sacrificing himself. I mean, you know, it was sad to see him, to do that. I mean, obviously, we know the whole MCU started with him and, you know, iconically and symbolically had to end with him with the Thanos snap, which I wish he would do the Thanos snap on the Mets right now so they could score some runs, but I think they're out of the inning again. So, but I digress. You know, he did have the cool Iron Man scene, you know, and unfortunately, you know, he had to be he had to sacrifice himself. Another sad scene, a bittersweet scene, was Captain America turning old, which basically eliminates him, you know, being in any future Marvel films as well. You know, he passed the torch to the Falcon, his longtime friend, just like he did in the comic books, you know. But, you know, it's sad to see, you know, Captain America, you know, hang up the shield, you know. I'm trying to think anything else. I love the time traveling parts, especially, you know, Tony Stark's interaction with his father. Of course, Captain America interacting with I'm trying to remember her name, Agent Carter, you know, once reversed time and finally got to live the life that he should have lived if, you know, he wasn't stuck in time battling, the Red Skull. So he got that happy ending, you know. He got that happy ending. But, yeah, I guess he's a retired soldier now. You know, he fought a lot of wars, and now he gets to hang it up. But the real sad thing is, Gamora, she doesn't have her memories. I wish there would have been a way they could have implanted her memories from the old one, you know. And then another thing, I'm trying to remember. I forgot what my other point is. But, yeah, I thought it was a great movie, but I think with those little stuff that they didn't have to, you know, I thought it could have been better. I would have wished there would have been more of a happy ending, but, you know, obviously there had to be some sacrifices because it's the last film. There has to be a finality to the deaths, and of course, Black Widow had to be the main, Black Widow and Iron Man had to be the main catalyst. What was your thoughts about the whole film?
I mean, I thought it was a great film. I mean, it did fulfill my expectations coming into this movie, despite all the rumors and spoilers. I mean, some of the great moments, you know, was the time heist where they had to go into back in time and kick those stones so that way they could make all the heroes come back and their families come back as well. The disappointing parts of the film, of course, was the deaths, you know, seeing Black Widow and Iron Man sacrifice themselves and die. It's sad and disappointing, but, you know, I get it. You know, Marvel wanted to conclude this series and, you know, make some of these characters, you know, put an end to some of these characters, you know, I guess, especially Iron Man, who's been in most of the Marvel films. You know, he's actually been in all of them. He's been in more Marvel films than any other character I can think of.
Yeah. He started the MCU, I think, since 2008, probably.
Yeah.
And that was the first Iron Man film came out.
So, you know, I get it. I get they had to, like, you know, find a way to end that character in some way. But it was sad. It was sad to see him die like that. Sad to see Black Widow sacrifice herself and die. You know, she has an upcoming movie, so I'm thinking maybe the movie that they're going to do on her character, probably a prequel, maybe? Or a
flashback.
Flashback, or maybe somehow they're able to go back in time and save her? I don't know. I have no idea I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, this movie, it was a great movie, despite those deaths. And, you know, like I said in my last show, I give it a 9. You know, I think it's a solid 9, and it was a great film to watch.
Yeah, I'd give it 8.5. I mean, I didn't like Black Widow dying. You know, I felt like she should, I felt like she should have been the first woman to have her movie before Captain Marvel, because she was in the trenches, and then of course remember that time jump, she was the leader of the Avengers. So I just felt like she should have had that, you know, that feather in her cap, being the first, you know, Marvel hero in the, you know, leading a Marvel movie, you know, in the MCU. And now it's just going to be interesting. Is it going to be a origin film, which is kind of weird after she, you know, she died, or is it going to be a combination of an origin film / finding a way to bring her back to life? I don't know. Because it's strange. Did Scarlett Johansson want to retire, hang up the guns or something? I mean, to me, it made no sense to kill off her character. Her character was so cool. I mean, they should never kill her. She was like the female Batman. I mean, Iron Man would be more of the Batman comparison, because they're both like billionaires who have gadgets and all that stuff, you know, ladies' man kind of characters. But Black Widow has that humanity. Even though she's a human being, she's well equipped with weapons. You know, she has that aura about her. I felt like her character should have had a movie years ago. But, you know, good for her. She's finally going to have the movie, but it's just weird timing.
Yeah, you know, I do agree that, you know, they should have did a movie for her. I mean, I'm surprised that they never, you know, made a movie for Black Widow, going to more into her character before all of this. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, what this movie, you know, if this goes into her life before his death, or if somehow she survives. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. You know, I'm definitely want to see what happens with this.
And one more little critique. I thought they made Captain Marvel a little bit super, too powerful. Like, there was times when she single-handedly was beating up on Thanos. Like, she didn't even need anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was times when he was destroying the Captain America shield and Iron Man. I was like, okay, Captain Marvel, come and beat him up, because she's the only one that has his number, you know.
She's whooping his ass.
Yeah, she was. And then of course there was that twist in the beginning with him getting beheaded, you know, which wasn't expected, but you know, of course he had that other time, you know, the other version of him in the time was the main villain. So that was an interesting twist.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was a real good movie. I'd say 8.5 is accurate score. Maybe my score could turn to a 9 if they could, in this new Black Widow movie, they could reverse her death. Maybe I could turn it to a 9. You know, I'm also bummed about Iron Man's death, but you know, he went out like a champ. You know, he outsmarted Thanos Batman style. You know, even though Thanos outpowers him supernaturally and physically, he outsmarted him because I'm Iron Man, and he just activated the Infinity Stones and just beat him with a snap.
Yeah, that was a good way to go out, though. You know, it was sad, but it was a heroic.
Yep. And quickly to WWE, major stuff. You know, of course, Becky Two Belts is gonna be defending her title against Lacey Evans, Raw title, and and of course SmackDown title against Charlotte Flair for the 1,000,000th time, you know, in a row since at least SummerSlam, you know. But we'll talk more about that. We'll give our thoughts how you know, with the Money in the Bank stuff. But what's your thoughts on the Firefly quickly?
The what? I'm sorry, what you said?
Firefly, you know, the Bray Wyatt.
Oh yeah, that character. I'm still on the fence, you know. After these several weeks seeing these promos for his character, I still don't know what to think of it. You know, I don't know if it's a gag on us or if it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to see more. You know, and I want to see him in the ring also as a character for me to get a good feel on it.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to see the ring, his ring debut. I hope he still keeps his old music. And, you know, just keeps this, you know, have this new gimmick and have Nikki Cross and, you know, Eric, I'm trying to remember his name. Darn, what's his name? The guy from TNA. I forgot his last name for all of a sudden. I can't remember. But in any case, you know, I hope that he does have a faction. But I'm definitely interested to see how that is. You have anything you want to say quickly?
Just check out my show, iMac, every Saturdays at 10. And come back here, check out Sports of a Legend every Saturdays at 11. Only on Block Talk Radio.
You heard him. Check out Sports of a Legend every Saturdays at 11. And check out my YouTube channel. This week, I'm going to do an Avengers spoiler one, hopefully, and give you my thoughts on that. Check out iMac.